This is Reverend Bookburn getting ready to go on.
Just say when. All right, you'll say yes or all right to go on.
All right, it's going. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we have a very special show for you that is quite timely since this erotica is now being broadcasted on primetime major network, major corporate media outlets everywhere. Tonight is the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, and we have many songs to play tonight that are in accordance with this theme. And of course, we will cover all of the essentials regarding that hot butt smacking, pile ups, quarterback center dynamics, tight ends, wide receivers, and of course, plunging into the end zone. All of that is to come tonight. Let's play some holy songs, since I am clergy, to start off the night by a band called Give Us Barabbas. We will play Jesus Brigade and Fear Thy Queer, Love Thy God. Let's go.
Get your fix. the presidential skeleton, I won't sign the bill. Said the speaker's skeleton, yes, you will. Said the representative skeleton, I object. Said the Supreme Court skeleton, what do you expect? Buy star bombs, said the upper class skeleton, starve unmarried moms, said the Yahoo skeleton, stop dirty art, said the right wing skeleton, forget about your heart. Said the Gnostic skeleton, the human form's divine. Said the Christian coalition skeleton, no, it's not, it's mine. Said the Buddha skeleton, compassion is wealth. Said the corporate skeleton, it's bad for your health. Said the old Christ skeleton, care for the poor. Said the Son of God skeleton, AIDS needs cure. Said the homophobe skeleton, gay folks suck. Said the heritage policy skeleton, blacks are out of luck. Said the macho skeleton, women in their place. Said the fundamentalist skeleton, increase the human race. Said the right to life skeleton, fetus has a soul. Said the pro-choice skeleton, shout up your hole. Said the downsized skeleton, robots got my job. Said the tough on crime skeleton, tear gas the mob. Said the governor's skeleton, cut school lunch. Said the mayor's skeleton, eat the budget crunch. Said the neoconservative skeleton, homeless off the street. Said the free market skeleton, use them up for meat. Said the think tank skeleton, free market's the way. Said the savings and loan skeleton, make the state pay. Said the Chrysler skeleton, pay for you and me. Said the nuke power skeleton, and me, and me, and me. Said the ecologic skeleton, keep skies blue. Said the multinational skeleton, what's it worth to you? Said the NAFTA skeleton, get rich, free trade. Said the maquiladora skeleton, sweatshops, low paid. Said the rich GATT skeleton, one world, high tech. Said the underclass skeleton, get it in the neck. Said the World Bank skeleton, cut down your trees. Said the IMF skeleton, buy American cheese. Underdeveloped skeleton, we want rice. Said the developed nation's skeleton, sell your bones for dice. Said the Ayatollah skeleton, die, writer, die. Said Joe Stalin skeleton, that's no lie. Said the Middle Kingdom skeleton, we swallowed Tibet. Said the Dalai Lama skeleton, indigestion's what you get. Said the World Chorus skeleton, that's their fate. Said the USA skeleton, gotta save Kuwait. Said the petrochemical skeleton, roar bombers roar. Said the psychedelic skeleton, smoke a dinosaur. Said Nancy skeleton, just say no. Said the Rasta skeleton, blow Nancy blow.
skeleton, don't smoke pot. Said the alcoholic skeleton, let your liver rot. Said the junkie skeleton, can't we get a fix? Said the big brother skeleton, jail the dirty pricks. Said the mirror skeleton, hey, good looking. Said the electric chair skeleton, hey, what's cooking? Said the talk show skeleton, fuck you in the face. Said the family value skeleton, my family values mace. Said the New York Times skeleton, that's not fit to print. Said the CIA skeleton, can't you take a hint? Said the network skeleton, believe my lies. Said the advertising skeleton, don't get wise. Said the media skeleton, believe you me. Said the couch potato skeleton, what, me worry? Said the TV skeleton, eat sound bites. Said the newscast skeleton, that's all, good night.
Digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven. From your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit, I took him up on what he said. And I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty. Flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven.
You heard Sham 69 doing Hersham Boys. Jello Biafra with the Melvins did Plethysmograph. John Prine did Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore. Allen Ginsberg did The Ballad of the Skeletons and started off with two tracks from Give Us Barabbas, Jesus Brigade, and Fear Thy Queer, Love Thy God. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights at 7 to 9 p.m. East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted Wednesday mornings, 6 a.m. to 8. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live 9 to 11 at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live on two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to be on the email list, send ideas for the future show themes, give feedback, make song requests, or send the Reverend cool stuff, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fuckhead after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend Is In. Can't read, and it's been a great weekend. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Next week on The Reverend Is In, February 13th, the night before Valentine's Day, we're going to have an alternative version of Love Night. It's Love Night on The Reverend Is In next Sunday night. And in 2 weeks, on February 20th, and it's still on as of now, live guests, the band Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com. And we'll hear from their Doom from the Get-Go release a little later. I'm pretty sure their most recent release. And they are still on. Live guests, Midnight Creeps, February 20th. Check them out at midnightcreeps.com. And future themes include free SpongeBob, Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will cover delusional higher power recovery systems and the 12-step monopoly, as well as the myths of bullshit, constructed propagandistic uses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf cart addiction, and other misuses of the word and propagandistic bullshit myths. All of that is on the Recovery for Propagandists show, as well as future themes: 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, the official grand opening of the White House corporate brothel, psychotherapy for the Bush regime, the most mentally fucked up people on the planet, and pubic property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all spheres of thought and all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, religious fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to certain types of women's studies classes. All of that on the Pubic Property Show, and we're getting some good input for that. And I have a feeling there's going to be some more great stuff. Also, a brand new added future theme is the people who are doing the Sex Workers Art Show. And they're on tour, and they are a definite maybe since they are maybe going through Philadelphia on their forthcoming tour. No date booked yet, but if you're in North America, they're probably coming near you, and they're at sexworkersartshow.com, and that's a possible future themed show. As well as one or more people behind the production of the film that has now premiered, Heart of the Beholder. And we'll have one or more people from that, and that is at beholder.com. Let's see, another maybe future wedding on the show. And last year's bride, Lady Simone, no relation to any Christian supremacist, psycho-obsessive stalkers. Lady Simone is probably going to come on the show again in March on the anniversary of her on-air wedding with the Reverend and her honey, and they're still going strong, Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake, and future possible wedding, as well as a future exorcism and a future reverse exorcism. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, now an annual tradition the last couple of years on The Reverend Is In, and certainly one of the more fun themes. And since it is the one time that the corporate media and the Taliban clones in the FCC, that bunch of fuckheads, actually condone erotic and smutty behavior, and on major networks, no less, during prime time, we just have to have some fun with it and acknowledge it. And maybe we'll get Michael Powell from the FCC to come in here a little bit later to talk about why he's allowing smut on TV, all that butt smacking and leg wraparound hugs and all kinds of shit going on between the quarterbacks and the centers and other suspicious behaviors. So all that is to come tonight. Let's see, there's some urgent requests and a birthday. Happy birthday to Jack. He is now age 2, and his mom is a live guest from about 3.5 years ago, Diane Fornbecker, from various legalized hemp groups. And his birthday party was quite a trip, and it was his birthday. And also Diane's party was great in working out material for tonight's show, and the guests had plenty to say, as well as pretty much everybody the Reverend encountered on Saturday. There was a lot of show material that came out of all people encountered on Saturday, and a big thank you to everybody who worked on material with the Reverend, as well as, of course, the great Demonica. And so we will get into all of that tackling and other funny business and NFL foreplay and the like, since it is a kind of a manifestation of repressed sexuality and acceptable exhibitions of sexual yearning. Okay, let's see. Oh, a couple of prayer requests. The first is from Pie Man, from pieman.org. The Pie Man has informed us that he is broke and desperately seeking funds to keep the great pieman.org site online. So check out pieman.org And there's some interesting stuff on just the front page alone. And a reworking of the America song by Paul Kantner, who was of Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship. And the 1987 song America was redone and updated a couple of years ago. And there's always some entertainment at pieman.org. So, let's see. Well, it was a prayer request. So, let's see. Marlon, are you over there at your computer? We need a prayer. You can... you are sleepwalking. Just wave your hands in the air. Babble in tongues. Hallucinate an angel or two. And just yell amen or something. You can do that. Even if you are so sleepy. Lord, we pray that the book burners and people who just cruised in or surfed in will be compelled and driven by your spirit to go to pieman.org and send them a few bucks if they got it. We don't always understand the pie man, and we get annoyed as shit when he wants a sip from our beverage and different behaviors that we've learned to live with at political actions. But still, he is the pie man, Lord. His history of pyings are legendary. Having pied Daniel Moynihan, Phyllis Schlafly, Randall Terry, virtually all of the Watergate convicts of the Nixon regime, and so many others, and was the kind of foreparent of the Biotic Baking Brigade, who have carried on the pieing tradition. Lord, please save the pieman.org site and let many people check it out and help them. We pray to thee, Lord. Thank you very much. And what's the other prayer request? This is about the decrepit Pope. Okay. Your prayer requests are too hilarious. All right. What can we say about that guy? Let's see. Lord, that strange aging pedophile in a silky dress is ailing and in a hospital, not doing well, looks like shit, and is responsible for all kinds of violence in the world, and tensions, and holy wars, and a bunch of mentally unbalanced people inspired by him to harass women at abortion clinics and perpetrate violence and spread hatred and bigotry and violence against gay people, and to influence Taliban-like government policies. Lord, don't you see that this guy has outlived even the potential for any usefulness on this planet? Lord, we are asking you right now, please take him. He wants to be with you now, and we're ready to be rid of him. Please take the King Commander of the Church of Pedophilia. Take him now, Lord. Besides, we need another excuse to party and have an anti-memorial on the Reverend Zinn. We haven't had one since the passing of Ronald Caligula Reagan. Lord, please take him. Enough is enough. How many times do we have to see him falter on TV, Lord? Please get rid of him and let somebody else be the head of the Church of Pedophilia of Kathy Licks. Thank you, Lord. All right, enough of the prayer requests. Let's see. All right, is Michael Powell here from the FCC? All right, well, let me know if he comes in. And all right, there's some plugs, but they can wait. Well, we'll do some now. All right, a great poster, a great graphic, that's worth emailing around to all your friends. The Birth Tax, which is at the Free Speech Zone, and that's one word, thefreespeechzone.net. You could see the little baby who was inheriting George W. Numbnuts' corporate hoe, moron, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush's deficit. That poor baby. The Birth Tax at thefreespeechzone.net. And a similar site, I don't know if it's the same people or not, but they link to it, is a pretty decent site the Reverend saw this week. ThisCenturySucks.com. One word. ThisCenturySucks.com. And let's see. An interesting text at the Nation publication, but they're online too, which is the state of George W. Bush. In case you saw that horribly deceptive act of theater called the presidential press conference, the State of the Union. This article is a little bit towards bringing people back to reality. The State of George W. Bush by David Korn at The Nation, one word, thenation.com. All right. Enough plugs. Let's... And if we have time by the end, we'll do one final installment from the Retard Book Review, The War Against Boys, since that was kind of fitting the theme, the celebration of testosterone, of gladiatorhood, of war building, of macho, pump up the aggression, posturing, of football, which is also a kind of a repressed sexuality. It's like it's an excuse to make contact. It's an excuse to get intimate, but in an acceptable manner. But since it is broadcasted in the corporate media, then it is worth commenting on and having a lot of fun with. And, of course, it is interesting that the home team, since we broadcast out of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles are in it for a couple of reasons. One, that means that if they win, all of the boneheads will be running amok in the streets because they're happy. So you might want to hide in a Dickless Cheney's cave or bunker or wherever he was hiding after September 11th and soiling his shorts. So yes, the Philadelphia team is in, and we're going to get a call from somebody, maybe DeMonica or somebody else, to let us know when the game is over and what the outcome was. Or you can let me know at the RadioVolta.org site. You can get to our instant messenger, which is Volta Radio. On an instant messenger, somebody let me know. I'm counting on two people who are maybes to let me know when it ends and how it ended. But another reason why it's interesting that the Philadelphia Eagles are in the game is that a drug-addicted racist blowhard named Rush Limbaugh made his comment about the notorious black quarterback and other similar ignorant remarks. And so it's kind of interesting that the same quarterback is leading right up to the grand finale, the final game, the big climax, if you will. So we're going to have a good laugh at Rush Limbaugh if that same quarterback leads to victory in this battle of aggression. So what do they do when they have this game? Well, one guy bends all the way over to grab a curiously shaped bunch of pigskin, while another guy comes up behind him. That is in and of itself interesting and with erotic implications. And you have to wonder, what are they really saying as they're getting ready to get into another play? So the Reverend speculates that one of the things said before they give their little primal yells like,
ah, ah, 33, hike,
is something like, darling, hike me the ball, but not just yet. And, of course, the terms themselves, tight end and wide receiver, speak for themselves. Running up the middle, plunging towards the end zone, on and on. They speak for themselves. And you, of course, may notice how, when they have a big pile up, some of these players in tights are somewhat slow to get up once again. But the biggest giveaway, the biggest smut that the Taliban clones of the FCC find perfectly acceptable, the hottest, steamiest action of the game, well, it's obvious. Oh, honey, did you just score a touchdown? Let me get a running start and throw my arms and legs around you and spin around and thrust and rub and grind and... Marlon, don't look over here. Yes, hot, steamy action in front of thousands of voyeurs, watched by millions of other smutty voyeurs, cheering and yelling and roaring. And it's on major networks and approved by the fascistic FCC. So, we are not belittling the behaviors. We're glad that any consensual, fully grown humans get to act out their desires. And we are glad that the repressive media is not cracking down on it or saying, no, this is too much for the family audiences. And we are happy that the Nazi goons of the FCC let this one exception slide and hope that that leads towards greater freedom in broadcasting. Sadly, the corporate media gets increasingly monopolistic. The giants continue to grow even bigger. Monopolies and total asshole empires, from Clear Channel to Fox to all kinds of ugly giants, grow and restrict freedom and diversity and voices and views ever so greatly. So we hope that this is a small blow in another direction. All right, let's see. We'll cover more about the macho football scene and the parallels between that and the whole warheadedness. And we have invited Michael Powell from the FCC, the son of Colonoscopy Powell, and hopefully we can get him to give us a few words. And let's see, we have all kinds of tunes, so I want to get back to the music. More Sham 69 is in the background, but we're going to play a song from a hemp compilation release, and play a song for the medical marijuana exiles in Canada, Rene Boget from ReneBoje.com and Steve Cubby, KUBBY.com, as well as the medical marijuana defendant with a brain tumor in the Bay Area in California, and the woman in Bali who is facing the death penalty for hemp-related charges. A total outrage. Let's play them a song. This is Scott McCaughey's and Stumpy Joe's version of an early 70s classic. This is entitled Panama Red. Play. Lord, make this machine work. It's time. It's time to play the theme song from the NFL, National Football League, in the US of A. Yes, those people in suggestive tight uniforms. What they're really saying, the real message to all their viewers. The manifestation of their desires. The song is by Human Sexual Response and is entitled Butt Fuck. I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. an international embarrassment. A total fucking loser. He's a war criminal. And a corporate hoe. Please support the protest efforts against George W. Numbnuts Bush. And go to sites like counterinaugural.org and anti-bush.com. Expose the Bush and do what you can to bring his fall just a little bit closer and a little bit faster. I'm Reverend Buck Byrne, and I approve this message.
And the state, so get your head straight before it's too late and you drop it in the plate. You must appreciate Jesus and money, make a man speak in tongues, scream out his lungs, roll in the dung, and when the song is sung, he moves up another rung, and the deaf and the dumb are the ones who get stung. Here come the sex police, they're at your bedroom door, moving in next door, searching from floor to floor. You know what they're looking for, someone's always keeping score. Every time you dip the oar, love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more. Love isn't fun no more.
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Here comes Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Let's get fundamental about this strange philosophy in which God and man are enemies, in which there is no serenity unless you happen to believe precisely what they want you to believe and no diversity. Come join the army and learn the noises that drown out the other's voices and please the devil who rejoices when mankind has no choices and power exploits us and peace avoids us. Guess who to the rescue on our holy mission to uphold the tradition of the Spanish Inquisition and preempt your decision by forcing your confession. Now let that be a lesson. What do you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with?
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
Precious Christ,
come to the rescue.
You heard 7 Seconds doing We're Gonna Fight and I Hate Sports. Todd Rundgren did Fascist Christ, his song for anti-abortion violent group called Operation Rescue, about 15 years ago from the No World Order release. Spinal Tap did their song for the NFL entitled Big Bottom. Human Sexual Response did Butt Fuck, and Scott McCaughey and Stumpy Joe did Panama Red. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, and we're having some fun tonight, and we just got word from DeMonica that Philadelphia is behind. And not just behind in terms of what they're patting and rubbing and smacking, but they are behind 24-20. So it looks like another city is going to have all of its inbreeders running berserk because they're happy. So, but we'll find out later what's happening at the end. All right, and all right, we'll get into this a little bit more, but let's see. We covered the Rush Limbaugh issue, and let's see. Oh, in addition to the birthday, this coming Wednesday is Hash Wednesday. We sometimes do a show theme around that, but this year it was this date was surrounded by the Super Bowl and Love Night, so we'll just have to wish you Happy Hatch Wednesday in advance. Hope you have fun celebrating. And if you really want to be traditional, put some of the hash residue on your forehead, because that is such a rational act. Okay. Let's see. Is the hillbilly here? Okay. All right, send in the hillbilly while we wait for Michael Powell. All right, yeah, come on in. Okay, what did you want to say?
Well, when I went to the voting booth with my cousin, also known as my spouse, and voted for Mr. Bush, I thought I was taking a stand against Osama bin Laden, because we just seen him on TV and wet our pants. We was afraid, so we voted for Mr. Bush, because we wanted him to protect us from Mr. bin Laden, and we wanted Mr. Bush to stop the homos. But we didn't want him to fuck with our unemployment, or our Social Security, or our Medicaid. So we want to say, Mr. Bush, remember all of us who listened to you and voted for you. Remember the states that supported you. Please don't fuck with the Social Security and the Medicaid and the other entitlement benefits programs. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hillbilly. Alright, and where is Michael Powell? Alright, you better come here before the end of the show. Alright. I'm ready to take the ball and run straight to these other guys who want to wrap their arms and legs around me. I want you to tie an automobile war ribbon around my pole. I want to take a macho warlike stance like the soldiers and the hunters. I want to be like the middle of the night, impotent siren blasters, and firehouse rooftop whistleblowers. I want to make a macho posturing and charge, just like the guys in Dr. Helen Caldicott's book, Missile Envy, and charge straight up the middle and into the end zone. And speaking of balls, actually ballessness and egglessness, did you notice that another corporate party, yes, the spineless, genitalless Democrats, have nothing to say about another lie, before the fake Social Security crisis, the weapons of mass destruction, now proven beyond the shadow of a doubt to have been a lie. These people do not even have the pretense, the illusional appearance of being an opposition party. It is more necessary than ever for people to protest Bush and take a stand and not count on that retarded corporate party to look like an opposition.
Hello, this is the Reverend.
21 to 23. 21 to 24. Is it over? It's over and the Patriots won. 24 to 21. Oh, it's a day of mourning in Philadelphia. Let the Reverend dry your tears. At least they got to smack some ass that was in tights.
At least they got to wrap their arms and legs around a fellow human and grind a little. Oh, darling, did you score a touchdown? I'm so hot. I'm gonna get a running start and thrust myself at you and grind and rub and slide down you like it's a dancer's pole. Well, Philadelphians, dry your tears because we're gonna have some really good tunes coming up in a couple of minutes. A big thank you to the great Demonica for reporting up to the minute on the one form of erotica and smut and exhibitionism that is permissible on the corporate media, on a major broadcasting outlet during prime time, no less, by the Taliban clones that run the FCC. So let's play some songs, and then we'll get back to the subject of the horny people who comprise the NFL. That was 7 seconds in the background, but we're going to play a song specifically for the exhibitionistic horn dogs. This is by Politikill Incorrect, and this is entitled Jock-O-Rama.
How about them buds, eh?
Play.
Thank you. We're talking about your freedom. Freedom to choose what to do with your body. Freedom to believe what you like. Freedom for brothers to love one another. Freedom for black and white. Freedom from elitism, male domination. Freedom for the mother and wife. Freedom from big brothers' interrogation. Freedom to live your own life.
Today, institutions fundamental to the British system of government are under attack. The public schools, the House of Lords, the Church of England, the holy institution of marriage, even our magnificent police force are no longer safe from those who would undermine our society. And it's about time we said enough is enough and saw a return to the traditional British values of discipline, obedience, morality and freedom. Freedom from the reds and the blacks and the criminals, prostitutes, pansies and punks, football hooligans, juvenile delinquents, lesbians and left-wing scum. Freedom from the niggers and the packies and the unions. Freedom from the gypsies and the Jews. Freedom from the long-haired layabouts and students. Freedom from the likes of you.
I wanna stay a distance. I wanna stay. this bit when I'm on the road. It ain't gonna happen here. But like I was in Michigan, I go, hey, I'm all for hunter zoning guns. And then they go, woo! I go, yeah, that increases the odds of two rednecks blowing each other's heads off. Why'd you shoot me? I thought you were a deer? Fuck you, you're mad we broke up. Not saying all hunters are gay, but kind of gay, right? If I was into dudes, I'd fucking hunt. You bet I would. That is a wilderness sausage party, ladies and gentlemen. Because I used to get picked on because I didn't hunt. It'd be like, you're queer, Goldthwait. You won't hunt. Yeah, I'm queer. I'm going to stay home this morning with the women folk while you get up at the crack of dawn and go out in the wilderness with a bunch of dudes all huddled together in a little tiny blind watching the sun come up in matching fucking outfits. Yeah, I'm the big queen in this scenario. I'm cold, Tony. Hold me. Shoot the deer. He saw us. Now, I know I sound homophobic, which I don't think I am. Gay bashing is guys going, I hate you because you're a fag, and you're queer, and you're a fag, and you're kind of attractive, and I'd like to fuck you, but I'm in the closet, so I'll just beat you up and jerk off in my Trans Am on the way home. Maybe I should have checked the parking lot before I busted that one out. I was in Milwaukee, jealous. Don't act like I don't have a lot of things going on. I was in Milwaukee, and I signed an autograph on this woman's arm at the Harley Fest. She was shit-faced at the Harley Fest. Yeah, I don't know how she got in. Like, are you drunk at the Harley Davidson Festival? Pshaw. I signed an autograph on her arm, and then she had it tattooed onto her arm. And I go, yeah, that's fucked up. And then this lady went, wow. And I trust me, I didn't get off on it. I was like, don't do this. And she's drunk, and they're fucking, I go, oh, don't do this. She goes, well, why not? I go, because you might sober up and realize I'm not that funny anymore. And she says, and she goes, then I'll just say it sucks.
We'll be right back. is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one. Sunday, February 6, 2005 at RadioVolta.org. AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Our asshole is Ileana Ross Lettinen, hyphenated name, Ileana Ross Lettinen, Republican Congresswoman, who has been appearing in the media, most notably CNN, to help perpetrate the lies of the Bush regime regarding the fake Social Security crisis and the pretenses that they use to justify going after Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, a lying propagandist who forcefully and arrogantly debates and argues with her so-called opposition, the spineless, ballless, eggless people called Democrats, on national television to be one of the most profound liars and propagandists in this nation. To justify the Bush regime's attempts to screw the lower economic class people even more, and to justify greater tax cuts for the rich. Ileana Ross Lettinen, Congresswoman and prominent Republican, you are
Oh, we lost the fart sounds. No, it's over anyway. You are asshole of the week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. The Dicks did No Fucking War. Bobcat Goldthwait did Hunters Are Gay. The Chubbies did Touch Me. The Tom Robinson Band did Power in the Darkness and started off with Politikill Incorrect doing Jock-O-Rama. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme has been an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. And in case you missed it or just tuned in the last couple of minutes, we got a call from past live guest Demonica from last year's Thanksgiving show, and she reported that the local team, oh stop crying Philadelphians, the local team, the Philadelphia Beagles, they lost 24-21. So yes, another city has its retards running around destroying and smashing because they're happy. A happy riot, you figure. And running amok. But the Reverend is here to dry the tears of Philadelphians and to say that these people are rich anyway. Yes, they get paid riches when they lose and fail. Isn't that the way it is at your job? So, these guys are fine. They're going to hold their heads down for a little bit and maybe have a little bit of difficulties pulling their puds, but they're going to be fine. So, go through your mourning, go through your grieving, and then get over it. All right. Speaking of the lies of the State of the Union press conference and the bullshit perpetrated by Asshole of the Week and other propagandists, there is no Social Security crisis. It is a lie. And there is no justification for the privatization of Social Security. And there is a website that talks about that at There Is No Crisis. One word. ThereIsNoCrisis.com. All right. That's one bullshit myth that needs to be blown out of the water. ThereIsNoCrisis.com. And let's see, some more pieces about that. There's one by Harvey Wasserman at truthout.org about Bush and Social Security. Bush to Social Security, Drop Dead by Harvey Wasserman. And another interesting thing at Truthout, tapes show Enron caused rolling blackouts in California. Both great articles at truthout.org. And Jello Biafra, who you heard from earlier, we played a track from the new music release, Jello Biafra with the Melvins CD. Jello's music, his spoken word, and a whole lot of stuff is like on this big-ass sale, which is funny because everything is cheap as hell anyway, and now it's like on sale even more. So if you like underground music, if you like good spoken word and political releases and benefit releases to benefit different causes, and those incredible compilation and sampler releases they do that sample and profile the artists on their label that are also mega cheap, everything is on sale at AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys. We've been talking about hotness and erotica and all of the wild smut that's on during an event called the Super Bowl. And there's more smut to come. Dr. Susan Block's show on Radio Susie, which is not only audio streaming on the net, but also video streaming, plus a censored version on cable TV in L.A. / Hollywood. The Reverend having been a live guest in 2002, and it is a fun show. Well, there, in addition to the recent Eros Day show, which is being shown on a couple of repeats, there is a forthcoming Valentine show that's going to be hot. And all of this is at Dr. Susan Block's website, drsusanblock.com. And then go to shows upcoming. And there's some interesting pictures that'll let you know what the Valentine's Day show will be like. The past shows are at Shows Past. And the show itself is at Radio Susie Link. And thank you, Dr. Susie, for having the great LaSara Firefox as a live guest sex writer from the Midwest who went out west to do Dr. Susie's show. Her book is coming out in the near future, Sexy Witch, and the Reverend is going to be one of the reviewers. She went around collecting quotes, and so you'll see the Reverend Bookburn quote that will be part of the reviews that are included in the book, I guess the back cover or whatever. And she is online at lasara.us. And she's a possible future live guest when she goes on her book tour. Okay, let's see. What else did we forget? Let's see. I want to finish up and play a song by the Midnight Creeps because they are going to be the live guests in 2 weeks. And that is still on. No cancellation. They did a postponement in January, but they say February 20th is a go. So in 2 weeks, we will have the Midnight Creeps. And they are at midnightcreeps.com. The CD that the Reverend has is called Doomed from the Get-Go, and we'll play a track from that. Want to cover... just the essentials. I'm skipping a whole lot of shit. Let's see. We covered the birth tax, alternative tentacles, truthout.org, the sexworkersartshow.com, and possible live guests around that. And of course, we covered the hot smut that is taking place on the corporate media's Super Bowl outlet, the one time of the year when hot smut and voyeurism. And speaking of macho and male supremacists and Christian supremacists, of course, we have to thank Demonica again for giving us the great humor of the psycho stalker, obsessive Christian supremacist, Taliban wannabe, who attempted to woo her last holiday season by giving her a Christian supremacist book that blames women for the problems, not even against children in general, but against boys. In fact, the name of the book is The War Against Boys, How Misguided Feminism is Harming Our Young Men. And that's by a self-loathing, buffoonish author, Christina Hoff Summers. She wrote another bozo book that's similar called Who Stole Feminism? And let's see, for the last time, we'll do a reading from the Retarded Book Reviews. This is either the end or near the end of The War Against Boys. And then this will be the final installment of the Retarded Book Review. But it's even more hilarious that this book was given as an attempt to woo her. Quote, "We have created a lot of problems both for ourselves and for our children. Now we must resolutely set about solving them. I am confident we can do that. American boys, whose very masculinity turns out to be politically incorrect, badly need our support. If you are an optimist, as I am, you believe that good sense will prevail. If you are a mother of sons, as I am, you know that one of the more agreeable facts of life is that boys will be boys. I am not making that up. Those are genuine quotes from the Retard book. That's kind of like the Ann Coulter or Rush Limbaugh books. And that is our final installment of the Retard Book Reviews for covering the war against boys. And there's some other Retard books we have access to. Thank you, DeMonica, for a month and a half of solid comedy entertainment. Let's see, we're going to do the credits, and then we're going to play the Midnight Creeps. Next week is Love Night on The Reverend Is In. Write to me, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. We're going to lose the listeners at AN any second. Radio Volta and the Washington outlets, we will go slightly over time. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer over there, barely awake. Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, PhillyIMC.org. Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, and possible future bride on this show, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe the Limp Dick, Malik, Leanne and Tim. Thank you, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R. of Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, New Coffee Goddess Renee, Vampira, Dark Lady from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from pieman.org, please go and save him, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA from suddendeath.com, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, the Arizona Dude from the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Annalie, Nikki, Lonnie, the pro-choice group called Lucy, Leah from Beloit, and her new independent pro-choice group, Raheel, who have invited the Reverend to come out there and speak and do a live appearance, Susie Lick, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps, Independent Media Everywhere, to Bush Liquors Everywhere, to Diane Fornbacher and all of her party guests at Little Jack's birthday party, and all of the people, especially on Saturday, that worked on the Reverend's material, the pro-choice woman who was raised by Kathy Licks, who helped work on today's material, and, of course, to DeMonica for helping up to the last minute to see the Reverend's predictions for 2005, go to radiovolta.org/DJ/bookburnpredictions.shtml. And let's see. Next week is Love Night. 2 weeks, Midnight Creeps from MidnightCreeps.com is live guests. Let's play them right now from the CD Doom from the Get-Go. This is entitled Toilet Bowl Suicide. Okay, that was the Midnight Creeps, and they are live guests in 2 weeks. And let's see. Let's play a couple songs and then get out of here, because it's getting weird in here, and people are doing stuff on the computer and all that kind of stuff. Let's see. We're going to play from Scream in the spirit of the Super Bowl, that smutty behavior that's on TV. As you know, it begins with the national anthem. And so this is a kind of an alternative to that by a band from Washington, D.C. And this is by Scream. It's called, God, the letters are so small, USA. No, You Suck A. It's a two-part song. First is called You Suck A, and then / We're Fed Up.
Here is Scream. Okay, we're going to play one last song and then get out of here. Thank you for tuning into the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. I'm sure you are really hot and dripping now after hearing about all of that corporate media broadcasted smut and exhibitionism. And next week is Love Night. And for the final track, we're going to go to the Rock Against Bush Volume 1 release. From Fat Wreck Records, no relation to Nurse Ratched, Fat WRECK, fatwreck.com. The track is by The Offspring, and this is entitled Baghdad. Good night.